batsman as well, and he has allowed 5 home runs this season, a .305 opponent's batting average. But Palmier, in his last start, also faced the Spikes. That was last Wednesday, and he went 7 full innings, allowing just 1 run on 6 hits. That was on Thursday, I should say. A run on 6 hits and a walk. He struck out 7 over those 7 frames. Did not allow the run until the 7th inning. Mahoning Valley won that game. In fact, they have now won their last 3 meetings against the Spikes after it was State College that had the mastery of Mahoning Valley earlier in this second half of the season. Dave Tremblay and Homer Bush are bringing their lineups to the plate right now, and we'll take a look at those lineups as well. Dom Bucco will lead it off for Mahoning Valley. He is the leaping catch at the wall last night. He'll be the center fielder. Will Prater will bat second place, second base. Both of them lefties at the top of the lineup. There will be a switch hitter in the lineup as well for the Scrappers tonight. Jeffrey Wehler, who had a 2-run homer last night, bats third, plays shortstop. Ron Washington had a solo homer yesterday. He'll be in the cleanup spot once again, and he'll be the designated hitter. Parker DePasquale will go into left field. He was the McDonald's strikeout guy last night, and he did the job. And so, of course, hopefully, if you were here for last night's Medieval Night game, you can enjoy that Big Mac on Parker DePasquale for the next 3 days. It started at lunchtime today, goes for 72 hours, and you can use your game ticket from Tuesday's game, whether paper ticket or on your phone, and you can show that at McDonald's, all the participating McDonald's here in the area, State College in Milesburg, and get a free Big Mac with any purchase when you visit McDonald's. So hopefully you had a nice lunch this afternoon. Oscar Ponce will bat second. He'll be at third base. He had 3 hits last night for Mahoning Valley. Adam Fogle bats seventh, plays first base. Taj Porter is the catcher, batting eighth. Tyler Acosta will be in right field, batting ninth. And the aforementioned Mason Palmier will start, the right-hander on the mound for the Scrappers. For State College, leading it off will be Trent Taylor in center field. DeAndre Shelton will bat second place, second base. Brock Reller bats third. He is in right field. Devin Buckner bats fourth. He is the first baseman. Nick Guile will bat fifth and play third base. John Meade into the lineup tonight. He'll be in left field batting sixth. Colin Adams will bat seventh. He'll be the catcher. And Rob Morissetti will serve as the designated hitter batting eighth, with Brody Perks batting ninth and playing shortstop. The right-hander out of Southern University, down in Baton Rouge, native of Lafayette, Louisiana, Joe Battaglia gets the start on the mound for the Spikes, who are wearing their navy blue jerseys tonight. Scrappers will be in the all-grays they were in yesterday. And by the way, running out onto the field with the Spike starters, the Mifflin County Babe Ruth 14 and under All-Stars. They're our Field of Dreams team tonight. And by the way, we've had Field of Dreams teams back all throughout the 2022 season. If you'd like to be part of the final week of the season or in 23, give us a call, 814-272-1711. Here's Rodney Martin.
As we honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem. Perform the anthem this evening, please welcome Kaylee Coral.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
Ladies and gentlemen, Kaylee Coral.
And the America's Carpet Outlet first pitch for tonight's game between the Spikes and the Mahoning Valley Scrappers is next on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harikoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Joe Battaglia on the mound. We went through his numbers earlier, but again, a 3.44 ERA in his first five Spikes appearances, three of them in a starting role. No record as of yet for the Spikes. 18 and a third total innings, 12 runs allowed, 7 of them earned on 22 hits, 10 strikeouts to 6 walks, a .286 opponent's batting average. It'll be Dom Bucco, Will Prater, and Jeffrey Wehler, the top third of the order. Ron Washington, Parker DePasquale, and Oscar Ponce in the middle third. Adam Fogel, Taj Porter, and Tyler Acosta rounding it out. 77 degrees of game time. The wind blowing at 10 to 15 miles an hour out to right field tonight, which is unusual. And now Dom Bucco will lead it off for Mahoning Valley. Bucco is batting .306 this year, playing his 32nd game. .385 on base percentage, 9 doubles, a triple, a home run, 13 RBIs. And Joe Battaglia's first pitch tonight is a ball down and in. 1-0, a .637 first pitch tonight, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Pitch inside for ball two to Bucco. And the pitch, grounded to the right side, taken in by Page, slings it over to first. Buckner is there, one gone in the top of the first inning.
Second baseman, number 6, Will Prater.
And Will Prater now the batter. Prater, the second baseman, batting .197, 2 doubles, a triple, 8 runs batted in. A .280 on base percentage this year. And that pitch, a called strike on the inside corner. 76 on the changeup from Battaglia. And that one outside for a ball, 1-1. Devin Buckner at first base, DeAndre Shelton at second, Brody Perks at short, Nick Guile at third base tonight for the Spikes. And the pitch, that's outside for a ball, 2-1 the count. Our umpires tonight, Ian Pittenger behind the plate. Don Goller is the first base umpire, Steve Zawiski at third. And the pitch, that's outside for a ball, called strike. 2-2 is the count. It hit the outer edge. Outfield for the Spikes, John Mead in left, Trent Taylor in center, Brock Reller in right, and that pitch lined into right center field, a base hit. So Prater is aboard, one away here in the top of the first, and now Jeffrey Wehler, the batter. Wehler, the shortstop out of Pitt, batting .282, .395 on base percentage, 3 doubles, 2 triples, 3 homers, 17 RBIs. That third homer of the year was last night. And the pitch. Big breaking ball. Misses high. 1-0 to Wehler. And that one called strike. 1-1 the count. Change up again from Joe Battaglia. Has that unique sidearm motion and has that unique approach. He crouches down, even with a runner on base, leaning in for the sign, and then rises. Says it's a timing issue for him. A throw on to first. And back diving in is Prater. And that one swung on and missed. Big cut by Wehler. Went after the breaking ball that time, and it's 1-2. Nearly all of Joe's pitches have a fair amount of break to them. Middle infield at double play depth. Here's the send, and now a throw to first. Tag applied, but back safely is Prater again. Another throw to first, and back again is Prater. And that one is fouled away to the right side. 1-2 remains the count. Fifth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Again, the Spikes in their navy blue jerseys. And the pitch. That one misses high. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the set. And the pitch. Runner goes, and that one is lined into left field. Base hit. On to third, Prater, and he will make it standing up. Wehler remains at first after the line drive to left. And so runners at the corners with one away here in the top of the first after a pair of hits for the Scrappers. And now here is Ron Washington. The designated hitter was 1-for-4 with a solo homer of his own last night. 264 batting average, 4 doubles, 2 triples, 5 homers, 19 runs batted in, a 328 on base percentage this season. And the pitch. And is low for a ball. I checked that high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Taglia trying to perhaps get ahead with a fastball and then employ the full array of breaking stuff. His curveball was devastating last week with 5 innings and 1 unearned run. The pitch low and away for a ball. 2-0 the count. First and third, one away here in the top of the first inning. Summerween to the ballpark tonight. Also, Wine Wednesday, presented by our friends at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. And the pitch, that's lined into left center field, a base hit. One run will score, and moving to third is Wehler. He'll make it. The throw will come into second. And so Prater scores, and that'll make it 1-0 Mahoning Valley. It's a hit parade early on for the Scrappers. Parker DePasquale now up as Colin Adams will head to the mound to chat. And he and Battaglia meeting behind the mound right now.
What you know about rolling down in the
now the first pitch to Deep Pasquale, a called strike. 0-1 the count. Deep Pasquale levels the bat in the right-handed box. Battaglia comes set, glove away from the body, and the pitch foul back to the screen. It's 0-2. Battaglia sets. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Throw down to first. Diving back in is Washington, but that's the first strikeout of the night for Joe Battaglia. And it's brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 17 locations. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Now Oscar Ponce, the batter. He had three hits last night, all singles, including an RBI. Ponce with a .252 batting average, .297 on-base percentage, six doubles, a homer, eight runs knocked in. And the pitch, chopped to the left side, charging in Perks. He'll flip to second for the force play, and that will end the top of the first inning. However, the Scrappers score first. They do so on a trio of hits. No errors. Two runners left on base. End of one half inning. 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishing since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Bottom half of the first inning, Mason Palmier getting the start for Mahoning Valley tonight. Again, for Palmier, it's his eighth of the season, a 2-4 record, a 6.23 ERA, but outstanding last time he faced the Spikes. Seven strikeouts, one run over seven full innings of work. He has tossed a total of 39 innings in the second half. That's second most on the team behind Isaac Olson. 33 runs allowed, 27 of them earned in those 39 frames. He has yielded 50 hits this year, 24 strikeouts to 14 walks, three hit batsmen, a .305 opponent's batting average. Trent Taylor, DeAndre Shelton, and Brock Reller, the top third of the order. Devin Buckner, Nick Guile, and John Meade, the middle third, and Colin Adams, Rob Morissetti, and Brody Perks to round it out. Starting with Taylor. And Trent on a tear this season, though he was held in check last night. Taylor with a .344 batting average, .385 on base percentage, 10 doubles, second most on the team, 5 triples, leading the MLB Draft League, and 18 runs knocked in. And he has assumed the leadoff spot. Dawson Bailey not in the lineup tonight. And John Meade playing left field as well. And the first pitch, breaking ball. Missed inside, 1-0. Taylor tapping his bat on the plate, the UCF product. Of course, had that big hitting streak, 18 games. I checked that, 19 games for the Spikes this year. Ball inside again. 2-0 the count. Now, Palmier was getting ahead of batters in his outing last Thursday night at Eastwood Field. Here's the 2-0. That's outside for a ball as Taj Porter has to stick the glove out quickly to prevent that one from going behind him. Nobody on base, but a 3-0 count as Palmier missed with the 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Into the full windup and wearing the specs, the pitch, outside, ball four. So Taylor draws the walk, and he is on. Trent this season is 5-for-6 in stolen base opportunities. And here's DeAndre Shelton, the switch hitter, will bat left-handed against the righty Palmier. DeAndre batting .207 this year, but a .316 on base percentage. He has drawn 13 walks, has 17 hits in 24 games. Four of those hits doubles, four RBIs. There goes the runner. Bunt shown, drawn back, pitches a strike, throw to second. Not in time. There's the steal. So, right away, Taylor moves into scoring position. And the pitch, breaking ball low. One ball and one strike. Everything other than the steal. Has been a ball for Palmier thus far. Taylor leads off second, the 1-1, and that's fouled at the plate just past Porter. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes. DeAndre takes a practice cut as he heads into the left-handed box. Brock Reller lurking behind him. And the 1-2. Bouncer to the right side. This will be taken by Fogel. Go to the bag himself. Moving to third is Trent Taylor. One down in the bottom of the first inning. Now Brock Reller is going to try to tie the game. Brock Reller into the left-handed batter's box. Reller, a .343 batting average, 9 doubles, a triple, 4 home runs, and 25 RBIs this season. Big cut at the first pitch. It's a strike. 89 on the gun as he swung through the fastball. Owen won the count. Trent Taylor, though, will be on the move on just about anything. Palmier delivers. That's off the plate outside on the fastball, 1-1. One nothing Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the first. Scrappers with three hits in their opening frame as the breaking ball just outside, 2-1. Actually came in at 88. Good movement, but it moved outside the zone. Two balls and a strike. Second baseman Prater moving towards the line, but only a few steps is the 2-1. That is the curve, and that misses, is swung on and missed. Two balls, two strikes. Third baseman Ponce well off the line. Again, Adam Fogel is the first baseman. Taj Porter, the catcher. Will Prater at second. Jeffrey Whaler at short. Pitch 90 on the gun, but just down and in. Ball three fills the count. Palmier hasn't necessarily thrown anything in the dirt yet. He's just missing inside and outside when he is missing. And the pitch. Bouncer to the right side. This will score a run. Taken by Prater. Throw to first is in time, but Taylor scores. And the Spikes do tie the game without the benefit of a hit. So 1-1 the score. And now Devin Buckner will try to start it back up for the Spikes, who have had a knack when they've been at peak performance for bringing in two out runs, even with the bases empty. Buckner has been a big factor in that. 308 hitter this season, a 419 on base percentage. There's a called strike on the inner half. 0-1. Four doubles, 17 runs knocked in. That's fourth most on the Spikes for the second half of the season. He does lead the team with five sacrifice flies as well. That pitch missed down low. Right inside, I should say. One ball, one strike. Palmier into the windup and the 1-1 pitch. That is fouled to the concourse, first base side. It's 1-2. Two down. There are two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. And the 1-2. That's a liner into right field, just inside the line, and it'll bounce toward the line. Country Kia corner. Buckner dashing around first, headed for second. The throw from right will be cut off. It's a two-out double for Devin Buckner. So Buckner delivers his fifth extra base hit of the year. They've all been two base hits. And so now it's Nick Guile, the Illinois State product, third baseman, batting .238 this season, .352 on base percentage, five doubles, a triple, two homers, and 20 runs batted in. And the pitch, that is called a strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. So the first hit of the night for the Spikes. Buckner's double down the right field line. And the pitch. That is low for a ball at 90 miles an hour. David Valdez coaching at third for State College. Will Johnson coaching at first. John Mead looking for a shot here in the opening frame as the 1-1 to Guile fouled away. Might hear ushers calling out, head down. I think it's a clever inversion, although that one was a little high for the folks. Might have given had the chance to give somebody a buzz cut there on the concourse. It is 1-2, and the pitch. That is lined or ends up a ground ball foul just behind Will Johnson. One ball, two strikes. Outfield for Mahoning Valley is Parker DePasquale in left. Dom Bucco had an outstanding catch last night in center field. Robbed Luis Aviles of a homer. And Tyler Acosta in right. The 1-2 just off the plate outside with a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Our score. The Spikes super fans still at full throat. You know they're going to be here tomorrow night. You can be here as well and catch two games here at the ballpark. Of course, the Spikes and Scrappers on the field here. And out in West Lafayette, Penn State taking on Purdue, the season opener for the Nittany Lions. And you can watch it all right here at the ballpark. Concessions will be open all the way to the end of the Penn State game. A nearly full slate of concessions as well. You can be part of all the fun. It's the closeout of the series between these two teams. Grounder up the middle, taken in by Whaler. Throw on to first is in time. And the Spikes are down in the first. However, State College does score a run. They do so on a hit. And one runner left on base at the end of one. 1-1 our score on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
It'll be a blue and white night with the State College Spikes tomorrow. The Spikes take on Mahoning Valley at 6:35, and you can watch Penn State's season opener at Purdue throughout the night. Plus, ballpark concessions will be available throughout both games. And it's the last Thirsty Thursday of the season, with $2 select drafts and $4 craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. Get the best of both worlds with baseball and football at the ballpark tomorrow night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Top half of the second inning, one all here at Medler Field tonight. Joe Putnam along with you. We're telling you about tomorrow's activities. Of course, that includes Thirsty Thursday, 6:35 game time here at the ballpark. So 5:30 gates open, and from 5:30 to 7:30, one more time this summer, you can get those $2 16-ounce select drafts and $4 16-ounce craft drafts. First pitch of the second inning to Adam Fogel, called strike. At the first instance of the curveball for Joe Battaglia, one of the first instances of the curve for Battaglia tonight. And the 0-1 swung on and fouled to the right side, 0-2. That is where he was at his best. They use that curveball as the out pitch. Big breaker. It does not come in quickly, between 68 and 72 miles an hour, but he can loop it right over the plate. And the pitch, that is lifted in the air, right center field, and it'll go into the gap. Cut off by Taylor. Fogel dashing for second. The throw to second will be offline, and Fogel will have a leadoff double. So for Fogel, that is his seventh double of the season, a .224 average coming in, .337 on base percentage. And now here is the McDonald strikeout guy, Taj Porter. Porter, the catcher, batting .143 this season, but he's on base percentage is .380. He has 14 walks and 8 hits in 20 games. He has a double and 5 runs batted into his credit as well. And the first pitch to Porter. Called strike right down the heart of the plate. 0-1. And the pitch. That floats outside for a ball. 1-1. There's the curveball. 69 miles an hour for Battaglia. Just loops it on in there. Got the sidearm motion, but it's worked for him throughout his career. 1-1, and that is lifted in the air deep down the right field line, but this will hook foul. And just a long strike two. Set by Battaglia. Glove away from the body. Works up the third base side of the slab and the pitch. Curveball low and away. 2-2. Flags are now barely moving. We're 10 to 15 miles an hour at the start of the game. And now just barely moving. And what wind there is moving out to center. The 2-2. High and away for a ball. 3-2. Four hits for Mahoning Valley, one for the Spikes thus far. We're in the top of the second. Spikes, of course, doing a little bit of scoreboard watching, but not yet. They're trying to take care of what they can take care of. They'll learn what the Crosscutters are doing as a swing and a foul tip by Porter. It's still 3-2. Ball trickled all the way to the bricks, and that probably would have been an opportunity had he not swung at that. If the ball had gone back there, he would have been able to make first base. But just got the tip. And the pitch. Grounder foul, right side. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. 1-1 our score on the top of the second. The crowd chanting for Big Max. They want a repeat performance. Battaglia, and time is called. Oh, we got a, okay. A baseball dropped. Well, a baseball dropped out of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, and John Mead will be nice enough to retrieve it and give it back to the group out there. Eagle eyes, by the way, on first base umpire Don Galler, who's actually working at second right now with a rotation of the three umpires. He saw that, immediately called a halt to the proceedings. Now a 3-2 to Porter. Bounce to the right side. This will move the runner up. On to Page. Throw to first in time. Fogel moves to third. One away in the top of the second. Tyler Acosta, the batter, first appearance in this series. 184 batting average, two doubles, a triple, seven RBIs in 14 games, a 304 on-base percentage. And the first pitch, missed inside for a ball. Battaglia dangles the arm. Infield is up all the way around the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. 2-0 to Acosta. Now, they're not all up on the grass. About halfway up all the way around. They'll cut off the run at the plate, but they're not going to sell out to do so. They'll leave Acosta a gap to dump the ball into. Fogel takes his leadoff third, the 2-0 pitch. Grounder to the right side, deflected by Page. He'll pick it back up. High throw to first, and the run will score. So Acosta will get the RBI, but the error allows him to reach base. So E4, the first error of the night. And it's 2-1 Mahoning Valley. And because of that, it also makes it, and that run, in fact, is earned because the run would have scored even if the play had been made for the out. That's Shelton, that commits the error. And so Dom Bucco at the plate. Second time, here's a throw to first, and Acosta dives back in. Bucco grounded out to second. His first time up, 2-1. Mahoning Valley. Battaglia back to the top of the hill. Bends down to get the shine. Bucco, another guy who's close in on the left-handed batter's box. And the pitch. Bluff steal off first. Pitch inside. Deflects off the mitt of Adams. And moving to second is Acosta. That's ball one to Bucco, and that's going to be a passed ball. That might have got crossed up a bit. But it went off the mitt, and it was kind of within the frame of Adams, so and the pitch. That is lofted down the left field line, but foul. Smacks off that wall in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. 1-1 to Bucko. Battaglia comes set. Pitch. That is high for a ball, 2-1. And that one, a sharp grounder past Buckner into right field. That'll be a base hit. Motoring around second is Acosta. He will score. So a hard hit single to the right side, and it's 3-1 Mahoning Valley.
Second baseman, six, Will Prater.
And now Will Prater, the batter, and Prater singled and scored his first chime up. Line drive to right center field, and Jim Gott is going to come out and make a mound visit. Entire infield joining on the mound. And the meeting on the mound is now over. And the pitch, that is fouled to the left side. 0-1 the count. The run Acosta scored will be unearned. And Prater with an 0-1 count after the foul. Pitch, breaking ball, dips low. Adams rises to throw, but Bucko does not go on the move. Three-one Mahoning Valley here on the top of the second. Battaglia delivers, bluff steal on first. Pitch floats in for a strike. Breaking ball, upper reaches of the zone that time, and it's 1-2. Five hits already for Mahoning Valley in the first inning of the third, and Battaglia fires to first. Back standing is Bucko. It's the middle game of a three-game series between these two teams. The finale will be tomorrow with the Penn State-Purdue watch party in the midst of the game and after the game. 1-2, tap to the right side. Shelton waits on it, takes it on two bounces. Throw to first, a low one, but Buckner able to handle it. Moving up to second is Bucko as he was on the move on the pitch. And now Jeffrey Whaler, the batter, with two gone here in the top of the second. As the first pitch to Battaglia's line, right back at him. He makes the catch on his hip. What a job by Joe Battaglia as Whaler lined it back to him at 99 miles an hour. And Battaglia, as smooth as can be, just hauls it in the webbing. Just off the left tip, the inning is over. But Mahoning Valley scores two runs. They do so on two hits and an error. And a runner left on base at the end of an inning and a half. 3-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
John Meade will lead it off for the Spikes here in the bottom of the second inning. He'll be followed by Colin Adams and Rob Morissetti. Mahoning Valley, the pair of runs on the top half of this inning. John Meade, who is back to Foreigner. I want to know what love is to walk up. Of course, he had that walk-up music last weekend, had a pair of three-hit games back-to-back Friday and Saturday against Williamsport, so he returns to it in the Superfans. Appreciative of that as the first pitch to Meade fouled away to the left side, 0-1. Mason Palmier back on the mound for Mahoning Valley. And the 0-1. Fastball and a called strike just above the knees. 0-2 the count. Geisinger Kid Zone in play tonight as that pitch twists Meade away in the left-handed box. Running inside at 88 miles an hour. And that one, another miss by Palmier, off speed, way low. Two balls, two strikes. And that one is sent in the air, center field, coming on for it, Bucko, and he'll make the catch in left center. One gone. That'll bring up Colin Adams. Adams hitting 170, but a 286 on base percentage. Two doubles, two triples, a homer, six RBIs. He had one each of those doubles and triples Sunday when he was an emergency addition to the lineup and ended up knocking in a pair of runs, a key factor in the Spikes' victory over the Crosscutters. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Here's the windup by Palmier on the pitch. Check swing by Adams, chopped inside. Yes, he swung, says Don Goller on the appeal. One ball and one strike. Palmier delivers. Adams fouls this off, clipping the mitt of Todd Porter that time. Ball and two strikes. Wind has returned somewhat now. It seems to be blowing right to left. Here's the 1-2. That's low, gloved by Porter. Two balls and two strikes. Three 3-1 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the second inning. Spikes looking to respond in kind. They did so in the first. The pitch, chopped foul, third base side. Still, rather 2-2 the count. Now Isaac Golson will trot down to retrieve that baseball. It's the 2-2 to Adams, sent to right field, but Washington is there. All right, check that. Acosta is there, and he makes the catch. Washington was in right last night. That'll bring Rob Morissetti to the plate, the Pittsburgh native. Left-handed hitter out of Gannon University. 212 average. 250 on base percentage. He has a double and 11 runs batted in 19 games. Thrives in two-out clutch situations as the first pitch he sees. He fouls off tonight. Oh, and one the count. A pitch. Grounded left side, and Ponce, the third baseman, playing well off the line, snares it, throw on to first in time. The inning is over. Spikes go down in order in the second. We go to the third, 3-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting, new, and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Ballsburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Into the third inning, Spikes Baseball is brought to you by First National Bank. First National Bank's mobile banking delivers convenience. Check it out at mobilebanking at fmb-online.com. First National Bank, proud sponsor of the State College Spikes and proud State College community partner. Ron Washington, Parker DePasquale, and Oscar Ponce, the 4-5-6 batters, due up for the Scrappers here in the third. Joe Battaglia back on the mound for State College. The right-hander delivers. There's a swing and foul tipped into the mitt. 1-0 the count. Washington drove in a run with his single in the first. He takes a ball upstairs this time, 1-1. Went curveball that time. Did Battaglia. Rises, fires. Floats in high, ball two. Mahoning Valley scoring on that RBI single by Washington in the first. The liner to left center. Two runs in the second. A double, an error, pass ball, and a single. And here's a bouncer foul, third base side. 2-2. Fogle with the double. Acosta reached on the error, moved to second on the pass ball, scored on Bucco's single. Meanwhile, the Spikes with an RBI ground out from Brock Riller in the first inning to score their lone run. Two balls, two strikes. Battaglia delivers, and this is popped up on the infield. Brody Perks, the shortstop, will call for it, make the catch. One away in the top of the third inning. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Penn State-Purdue watch party in the midst of the game. And, of course, after the game as well. And the first pitch to Parker DePasquale, low for a ball. DePasquale struck out against Battaglia in the first, his lone strikeout thus far. Pitch, breaking ball, and that's nubbed down in front of the plate. Adams scrambles, grabs it, barehand throw to first in time. Two away, a great play by the LIU product.
Third baseman, number 43, Oscar Ponce.
Oscar Ponce now up. And Ponce will enter the right-handed box. He grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up. 3-1 Mahoning Valley, top of the third. Battaglia looks in for the sign and sets the pitch. And that's in the air, left field and deep. Back goes Meade as he's to the wall, but that is gone. Oscar Ponce with the homer. And Ponce notching his second home run of the season to increase the Mahoning Valley lead to 4-1.
First baseman, number 34.
That'll bring Adam Fogle up, who has already doubled tonight. That one left the yard at 100 miles an hour, 399 feet. First pitch he saw. So Ponce is on the board, and the Scrappers are again. Sixth hit of the night. And here's Fogle. His double is to right center field in the second. The pitch, breaking ball low and away. 1-0. I believe that was the first pitch to Ponce, correct? That is correct. 1-0. That's a strike called on the outer half of the plate, breaking ball. One ball and one strike. Scrappers in their all grays tonight. Great caps as well with the gray jerseys, the gray pants. But Taglia is 1-1, swung on and missed. Went slider there, and it's 1-2. And the pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, and that's the second strikeout for Joe Battaglia tonight, brought to you by Mountain Any Health. Mountain Any Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Service. In 2021, we were ranked World's Best Hospitals by Newsweek and Best of Maternity by U.S. News and World Report. The only run in the inning, the homer by Ponce, but it adds to the lead. Nobody left. End of 2.5, and it's Mahoning Valley 4, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harikoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 4-1 Mahoning Valley as we go to the bottom of the third. Brody Perks, Trent Taylor, and DeAndre Shelton do up for the Spikes, a 9-1 and 2 batters. And here is Perks. First at bat tonight. 262 average, and at first pitch, he lines into right field for a base hit. So Perks adds to that 262 average. He'll bump it up a few points as Trent Taylor steps up. Taylor drew a four-pitch walk his first time up, stole second, and scored on Brock Reller's ground out. Off the bat at 91 miles an hour for Perks, by the way. First pitch to Taylor shows bunt, but misses it. 0-1 the count. Spike's second hit of the evening. Scrappers has six in their first three at-bats. Taylor, I think that time, was trying to bunt for a hit. They are shifted on him somewhat. Prater close to the bag at second. And here's the pitch that's floated the other way, and this will drop for a base hit. Moving up to second is Perks. Adam shifted to pull, and Taylor with a soft fly ball the other way. And if Prater had been playing straight on, he would have grabbed it. That's the hazard of the shift. So back-to-back singles for the Spikes. That one only left the bat at 64 miles an hour. That's the disparity between the two. But now, first and second, nobody out. And DeAndre Shelton at the plate. Shelton grounded out to first. His first time up. Fogle going to play in front of the runner. First pitch swung on and missed. 0-1. So the Spikes in business here in the third. Trailing 4-1. Ponce playing up at the corner as well, guarding against the bunt. Palmier delivers. Taken for a strike on the outer edge of the plate. 88 miles an hour on the fastball. It's 0-2. Shelton not going to be dropping down the bunt here. The pitch. And Shelton sends this one to right field. Coming on for it is Acosta. He makes the catch. Runners hold where they are. And a laser of a throw to the infield to make sure they hold where they are. One gone, and now Brock Reller to the plate. He drove in a run with his ground out to second in the opening frame. And the pitch swung on and missed. Big cut by Reller. Brock has four homers this year. If he strikes again, he'll tie the game. Pitch. That is flying to left field, going back as deep as Squally, and he will retreat just in front of the warning track. Make the catch. Runners hold where they're at. Two away here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring Devin Buckner to the plate. He doubled down the right field line toward the line country. Kia corner in the first. In the right-handed box, Buckner sees the first pitch go by for a strike. 89 on the fastball. Palmier has been very fastball-dependent in this game. It was a little shaky early. Four-pitch walk to Taylor to start the game, but he's found his command of the fastball. 0-1 the count. Pitch. That's a strike, 89 on the outer half. 0-2. ...4-1 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the third. Buckner does not yet have a homer this year. The red-barreled bat for the Spikes first baseman. Pitch. Low and away, blocked nicely by Porter. Runners hold where they're at. One ball, two strikes. Palmier ball behind the back as he looks in for the sign. Wearing the specs this evening. Here's the 1-2. And that is smoked foul third base side. David Valdez has to advance across the front line of the third base coaching box to get out of the way. One ball, two strikes. Wind has twisted the American flag around the pole somewhat in left center. Commonwealth of Pennsylvania flag still floating out to left center. The 1-2, and that's tapped down the third baseline. Charging in Ponce, bare hands, and he won't have a play. A swinging bunt for Devin Buckner. Spikes have three hits in the inning. Perks with a solid liner to right to start it off, but then bleeders to load the bases with two gone. And now Nick Guile steps in. Guile, the third baseman, 0-for-1. He grounded out to short. His first chime up. Here's the set by Palmier. The pitch. That is a strike. Fastball in the inner half, taken at 90 miles an hour. Guile worked a 7-pitch at bat, but grounded out to short his first chime up. 4-1 Mahoning Valley, but the Spikes with the bases loaded and two down. Palmier sets. The 0-1 pitch. And that is a grounder up the middle. Past the diving Prater into center field. A base hit. Perk scores. Taylor comes in. Buckner heads to third. The Spikes are within a run at 4-3. A two-out, two-run single for Nick Guile. That'll bring John Meade to the plate as the seventh batter of the inning. And here's Meade. Flying out to center field his first time up. 4-3 here in the bottom of the third. Buckner the tying run, now less than 90 feet away as he takes his lead. The pitch, and Meade sends this one towards center field. Bucko coming in on it. He won't be able to get it. It bounces underneath the lunging mitt. Buckner scores the tying run. Meade slides into second with the RBI double. We're at 4-4 in the bottom of the third. And the Spikes are finding the hitting stroke once again. Here's Colin Adams now. Eighth batter of the inning is the catcher, Taj Porter, headed out to the mound to have a chat with Mason Palmier. And Porter to the mound is Adams. Flat out to right field, his first chime up, and now the hit count even at six as well as the runs. And the pitch, and Adams swings at this one, lofts it to left center. Bucko charging in, and he'll leap and make the grab. The inning is over, but the Spikes send eight batters to the plate. Three of them score. They do so on four hits, or check that, five hits in the inning. Leave a pair of runners. End of three here at Medler Field at Leblano Park. We're back to a 6-inning game, 4-4 the score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Schirbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
It'll be a blue and white night with the State College Spikes tomorrow. The Spikes take on Mahoning Valley at 6:35, and you can watch Penn State's season opener at Purdue throughout the night. Plus, ballpark concessions will be available throughout both games. And it's the last Thirsty Thursday of the season, with $2 select drafts and $4 craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. Get the best of both worlds with baseball and football at the ballpark tomorrow night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Taj Porter will lead off the fourth inning for Mahoning Valley, to be followed by Tyler Acosta and Dom Bucco, the 8-9 and 1 batters. We'll rev up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard as well and take a peek at the action around the MLB Draft League. Of course, the Spikes attention focused on the matchup just about an hour north of us right now between the Williamsport Crosscutters and the Trenton Thunder. Porter grounded out to second his first time up. He is the McDonald strikeout guy. He takes a breaking ball for a ball outside. 1-0. Tanglia leans in. And the pitch. A 1-0. High and away for a ball. 2-0. Right now, Trenton leading Williamsport. 2-1 in the top of the fourth. Of course, a game and a half now fully separating the Spikes and the Crosscutters, with five games remaining entering tonight's action. Breaking ball outside. 3-0. Meanwhile, West Virginia leads Frederick 4-1. That game is in the bottom of the third. That's down at Monongalia County Ballpark as Porter takes ball four inside. A four-pitch walk to start off the inning. That'll bring Acosta to the plate. He reached on an error in the second. Did receive credit for the RBI, however, as the run would have scored anyway. He ended up scoring himself in that inning. And the pitch swung on and missed. Owen won the count. Here's the set. The 0-1. That's in the air, right field, and playable for Reller. Porter will stay at first. Catch is made, and there's one gone. So with one gone, here is Dom Bucco. Bucco grounded out to second in the first inning, but then drove in a run with his single to right in the second. Tanglia dangling that arm as he checks in. We'll check the Major League scoreboard in just a moment. The pitch. Breaking ball. In for a strike on the outer edge, 0-1. Next offering, that's low for a ball. Try the curveball again. It's 1-1. That That pitch in the air, right field and deep. Reller going back toward the 375 mark, and that one is gone. A two-run homer for Dom Bucco. Mahoning Valley's fourth homer of the series, Bucco's second of the season. And Mahoning Valley retakes the lead at 6-4. Second hit for Bucco, three of the RBIs for the six Mahoning Valley runs tonight. And now Will Prater, the batter. He's one for two, singled and scored in the first. Grounded out to second in the second. Seventh hit of the night for the Scrappers. The pitch, that floats in for a strike. Taken on the outer half by Prater. 0-1, 6-4 Mahoning Valley. Pitch, and that one floats into center field. Taylor on the run, but it'll drop in front of him for a base hit. That'll bring up Jeffrey Whaler, the shortstop. Whaler singled in the first inning and then smoked a liner at 99 miles an hour up the middle, but right into Joe Battaglia's mitt as he just almost casually held it against his hip. And Battaglia, I'm sure it's a little bit of machismo for Joe, but man, did he just walk back to the dugout as if nothing had happened. Colin Adams will again head out to the mound to have a chat with Battaglia. And now Adams retreats behind the plate. And now Dave Tremblay's out to the mound, and that'll be it for Joe Battaglia tonight. Isaiah Magwood is going to come into the game. So 6-4 our score in the top of the fourth. Bit of a slugfest tonight at Medler Field. See who's the last team standing at the end of it all. We'll have the numbers for Isaiah Magwood as well as the rest of this fourth inning for you when we come back. Again, Mahoning Valley 6, State College 4. Back with more after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
So Isaiah Magwood, the new pitcher for the Spikes. Magwood has alternated roles this year. He is making his eighth appearance. He has one start under his belt. A 1-1 record, a 6.35 ERA. He has two saves to his credit as well. In 11 and a third innings, he's allowed a total of 9 runs, 8 of them earned on 10 hits, 10 strikeouts to 13 walks, a .244 opponent's batting average. But he is called upon here to stabilize things on the mound. Mahoning Valley has taken the lead back at 6-4 on the two-run homer by Dom Bucco. Second home run of the game for Mahoning Valley, their fourth of the series. Scrappers have 8 hits so far. Spikes have 4 runs on 6 hits, and they haven't yet come to bat in the fourth inning. There is one error. It belongs to State College. Joe Battaglia goes 3 1/3. 6 runs against him thus far. He is also responsible for Will Prater at first base. He has 5 earned runs to this point, allowing a total of 8 hits. He walked one batter. The leadoff walk to Porter in this frame. He struck out two. And now gives way to Magwood. And Battaglia with 67 pitches in the game, 42 for strikes. The set by Magwood, now a throw to first, and back diving in is Prater. Jeffrey Wehler again, 1-for-2 in the game. Magwood set at the midsection. Another throw to first, and Prater's already back by the time Buckner can attempt to apply a tag. Scrappers have scored in every inning so far. Spikes were blanked in the second, but a run in the first, three in the third. Pitch. And Wehler sends this one sky high to left center. Meade going over for it in the nook. Taylor there as well, but it's off the base of the wall. Rounding third is Prater. The relay throw will be held by Perks, and it's an RBI double for Jeffrey Wehler. Not quite to the nook, but just to its left, and it increases the Mahoning Valley lead to 7-4. Prater scoring all the way from first. And now Ron Washington, the batter. Washington is 1-for-2. Drove in a run with his single in the first, popped out to short in the third. 9 hits for the Scrappers thus far. And the pitch. That fades high. Ball 1 to Washington. And Trenton is leading Williamsport at the moment. We'll get to the Major League portion of the Ramada Out of Town scoreboard in a moment as well. 1-0 to Washington. Set by Magwood. A look to second. The 1-0. Here's a line drive. Left field racing over. Meade makes the catch. And immediately whirls and throws it to the infield to keep Wehler at second.
Left fielder number 30, Parker DePasquale.
2 down in the top of the fourth. And Parker DePasquale, the batter. DePasquale 0-for-2. He struck out in the first inning, and then a swinging bunt out in front of the plate that Adams was able to grab barehanded and fire to first for the out. And the pitch. That's a called strike to DePasquale. 0-1. Magwood, as Wehler dances off second, looks to the plate, delivers. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Adams. 1-1 the count. Trenton will be the opponent for the Spikes this weekend. It resumes Friday, 6:35 game time. 4-for-44 Friday for the last time this season. 4 of our best seats, 4 hot dogs, and 4 sodas. Just $44, one of the best deals in town. 1-1, low and away for a ball. 2-1 can take advantage of that deal by calling the Spikes at 814-272-1711. Or you can visit the ticket office in person. It's available by phone and in person. Of course, all other seats available via statecollegespikes.com for Friday's game, and every seat available Saturday and Sunday for the last games of the 2022 regular season. He's a bouncer up the middle. Perks takes it in front of the bag, fires the throw to first in time, and the inning is over. Mahoning Valley adds 3 more runs on 3 hits, including the 2-run homer by Bucko. 1 runner left on base. End of 3.5 here at Midler Field, Lebrano Park. Mahoning Valley 7, State College 4 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Mason Palmier returns to the mound for Mahoning Valley. Meanwhile, on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the majors tonight, the Orioles lead the Guardians 2-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Cardinals and Reds tied at 2, bottom of the fourth. Of course, Tommy Edman homered last night for St. Louis. Tonight, it's Nolan Arenado with a two-run shot to make it a 2-2 tie. Rays and Marlins scoreless, bottom of the fifth. The Athletics lead the Nationals 1-0, top of the fourth on Dermis Garcia's home run. Cubs leading the Blue Jays 2-0, top of the third. And the Mets on top of the Dodgers 2-0, bottom of the third on Starling Marte's two-run homer. First pitch of the bottom of the fourth inning to Rob Morosetti. Fouled at the plate. 0-1. Morosetti grounded out to third, his first time up. And we followed by Brody Perks and Trent Taylor. 8-9-1 batters due up here in the bottom of the fourth. Spikes once again find themselves trailing by 3. And the 0-1, breaking ball down and in. 1-1 the count. Wind up and the pitch. That one misses low. Went with a breaking ball again. Two balls and a strike to Morosetti. Elsewhere in the bigs, the Mariners and Tigers tied at 2, top of the third. Braves lead the Rockies 2-0, top of the third. Red Sox and Twins scoreless, bottom of the first. Morosetti launches this one foul into the bullpen box seats. Kind of scatter the Mifflin County Babe Ruth 14-under All-Stars who have made their way out there. But everybody is okay, and here's the 2-2. And this is in the air, right center field, on for it. Acosta makes the catch in the gap. One down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's Brody Perks, lined the first pitch he saw tonight into right field for his single. Ended up coming around to score on Nick Giles. Two-run single. Perks in the right-handed box. The native of Hooper, Utah, out of Eastern Arizona College. Takes a breaking ball for a strike. Now Palmier, fastball dependent the first three innings. He's changing things up. The bats enter the third time through the order. Wind up and the pitch. Check swing by Perks. Breaking ball was low. Appeal to Don Geiler. He says no go. And it's ball one. And that one is fouled away to the right side. Ball and two strikes. 7-4 is our score here in the bottom of the fourth inning. more than a bit of a slugfest tonight as we hit the top of the 8 o'clock hour here in the Eastern Time Zone. The 1-2. Tapper to the left side, charging in. Ponce, third baseman, gloves it, fires across the diamond in time. Two down in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Trent Taylor. He's reached twice tonight. A four-pitch walk in the first inning. A single in the third. He has scored on both occasions. He's stolen a base as well. And Taylor in the right-handed box. Windmilled the bat. Ready's up and in for a ball. Trent backs out of the way of that 89-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-0 the count. One and zero. Palmier delivers. And Taylor bounces this up the middle. They've shifted on him again. It's Whaler, the shortstop, who cut in front of Prater, haul it in, throw to first in time. The inning is over. Three up, three down for the Spikes in the fourth. We go to the fifth. 7-4 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go, Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Into the fifth inning, and fans, the Spikes and PSECU are letting you make your voice heard as they partner on the PSECU People's Choice Award. The PSECU People's Choice Award will go to the Spikes player from either half of the 2022 season who receives the most votes from you, the fans. Voting runs through 11:59 p.m. this Friday via StateCollegeSpikes.com. Pitch low and away for a ball to Oscar Ponce. The PSECU People's Choice Award winner will be announced at the 2022 season finale on Sunday, September 4th. Fastball low and away, 2-0 the count. The votes have been coming in fast and furious. So if you have a favorite Spike that you want to see win that honor, act fast. Again, voting runs through Friday. Isaiah Magwood back on the hill after recording the last two outs of the fourth. Pitch up and in for a ball. 3-0 to Ponce, who grounded into a fielder's choice in the first, then launched a homer in the third, a solo shot. His went just below the scoreboard and left. The 3-0 taken for a strike right down Broadway. 3-1. Magwood sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. That one went up and in. That would have been ball four, but Ponce swung at it. And the count runs full. Magwood, set of the midsection. Payoff pitch. That's lined foul. First base side, and the count remains 3-2. Six 7-4 Mahoning Valley here on the top of the fifth. This is the middle game of the three-game series. Mahoning Valley took the opener last night 4-0. Meanwhile, up in Williamsport, they're now in a 2-2 tie in the top of the fifth as Ponce fouls it to the right side again. Well, Magwood has worked himself all the way back. Now the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Ponce doing the job as the leadoff man of the inning. And the payoff pitch once again, and this one lightly lofted. Foul first base side, and oh, fan in the fifth row had a clear shot at the catch, but it just tumbled out of his hand. And now he retrieved the baseball. He was going to show it to everybody, and it tumbled out of his hand again. Oh, can't charge two errors on that one. That'd be too cruel. Pitch. Swing and a foul tip once again. 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up. Magwood looks in for the sign from Colin Adams. Rest of the defense has been the same the whole game. A 3-2 floats in high, ball four. A terrific battle, and Ponce ends up working the walk.
First baseman, 34, Adam Fogle.
Now Adam Fogle up. He doubled to right center field in the second inning, scored a run in that inning as well, struck out in the third. A run in the first, two in the second, one in the third, three in the fourth for Mahoning Valley. A run in the first, three in the third for State College. Magwood out of the stretch. Of course, he was in the stretch with nobody on as well. Pitch to Fogle. Fastball misses low. One ball, no strikes. Royals and White Sox about set to get underway on the south side. 1-0 to Fogle. Grounder on to short. Could be two. Perks takes it in. Flips to second for one. Shelton on to first. Double play. 6-4-3. Two down as the Spikes turn two. And here's Taj Porter. He's a McDonald strikeout guy, but he's not acquiesced tonight. Grounded out to second in the second. Worked to walk himself in the fourth. The pitch down and in for a ball. 1-0. Trying to get the folks some Big Macs here. Isaiah Magwood's first time facing Porter tonight. Here's the 1-0. In tight, and it hit him. Hits him on the right leg, so the first hit batsman for either team. And Porter will trot to first. Tyler Acosta now stepping up to the plate. Acosta reached on an error in the second, did get credit for the RBI, scored a run in that inning as well, flied out to right in the fourth. I can tell you for sure those PSECU People's Choice Award votes are coming in even as this game progresses. So I know there's some folks who have some favorite spikes out there who are listening in. Get on there right now, statecollegespikes.com. Vote for the PSECU People's Choice Award winner. Pitch up and in for a ball to Acosta. 1-0 the count. Next offering, and that's lined foul first base side. One ball, one strike. Later on tonight in the bigs, the Yankees visit the Angels. Garrett Cole getting the start for New York to face LA's Patrick Sandoval. Magwood delivers the 1-1. Fades in for a called strike on the inner half. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first, top of the fifth. Mahoning Valley up 7-4. Spikes trying to turn it back over to their lineup. which, as we've seen already in this game, can explode. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Isaiah Magwood records his first strikeout. The Spikes' third of the night, brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team? Mountain Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainnittany.org/careers. Nothing across from Mahoning Valley in the top of the fifth. We're halfway home here at Midler Field. It's 7-4 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Bottom half of the fifth inning. DeAndre Shelton, Brock Reller, Devin Buckner due up. The 2-3-4 hitters to face Mason Palmier. Palmier, through his first four innings on the mound, has thrown 66 pitches, 45 of them for strikes. Shelton heading into the left-handed box. The switch hitter facing the righty, 0-2 tonight. A ground out to first, a fly out to right. Scores from earlier today in the majors on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. The Astros defeated the Rangers 5-3. Brewers over the Pirates 6-1 in Milwaukee. A four-run seventh really broke it open for the Brew Crew. And the Padres defeated the Giants 5-4. And the pitch to Shelton in tight. It's fouled away. 0-1 the count. 7-4. Mahoning Valley leads it here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Of course, tomorrow night, 6:35 game time tomorrow. But you will be able to watch the Penn State-Purdue game here at Medler Field. Pitch swung on and missed. 0-2 to Shelton. Well, during each inning break, once we hit 8 o'clock, game time 6:35 here for the Spikes. Once we hit 8 o'clock, every inning break, we'll do a live look-in at the action from West Lafayette as there's a swing and a foul tip, strike three. And for Palmier, that is his first strikeout of the night. That'll bring up Brock Reller, who is 0-2 but has knocked in a run. His ground out to second in the opening frame did so. He also flied out to left in the third. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada State College Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Reller takes the ball, 1-0. Rock back into the left-handed box. 28 homers this spring, second most in the NCAA Division II ranks for this year. He pops this one up. Sky high to the left side of the infield, fading back in a shallow left, and able to make the grab is Ponce. Tracking it back through the lights, as it plummeted back to earth. That one might have actually launched. Might not have been able to send the Mars rocket up, but Brock Reller certainly got that one into orbit. It's not quite far enough away from the plate. So two down, and here is Devin Buckner, the State College first baseman tonight, 2-for-2. A double in the first inning, a single in the third. The single was a swinging bunt to third base. The double, a sharp one to the outfield, actually down the right field line. The 1-0. And that one cued foul to the right side. One ball, one strike. One-one pitch, and Buckner sends this one high into the air, down the left field line, and this one caught right at the base of the wall underneath the foul pole by DePasquale. Buckner had the height on that one, exit angle of 50 degrees, but didn't quite have the distance. As the spikes go down in order in the fifth, Mason Palmier is now retired the last seven he's faced. We go to the sixth, still 7-4 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lombrado Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all razzed up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one of the kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Don Bucco leading off the sixth inning for Mahoning Valley. He'll be followed by Will Prater and Jeffrey Whaler, top of the order for the Scrappers. Isaiah Magwood back on the mound for the Spikes. Mahoning Valley leading 7-4. First pitch of the inning up and in on Bucco. 1-0 the count. Bucco 2-for-3 tonight, grounded out to second in the opening inning, but then drove in a run with his single in the second and a two-run homer in the fourth. Right center field, that gave the Scrappers the lead back at 6-4 at that point. He swings and misses at this pitch. 1-1 the count. And next offering, misses low, 2-1. 7-4 now the score, 9 hits for the Scrappers, 6 for the Spikes, 1 error, it belongs to State College. Magwood set at the midsection, the 2-1, and that's flared down the left field line, but will tail foul. 2-2 the count. Two and two is Bucco. Taps the bat on the plate. Youngstown State products are very familiar with Eastwood Field. Oh, 2-2. Called strike three. Brought the hammer with a breaking ball. And that's Isaiah Magwood's second strikeout of the night. Fourth for Spikes pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountNittany.org for more information. One down on the top of the sixth, and here is Will Prater. Prater is 2-for-3, a pair of singles in the first and the fourth, sandwiched around a ground out to second in the second. He has scored both times he has reached base. Magwood delivers. Breaking ball that slides inside. 1-0 the count. Next pitch, Breaking ball over the outer edge of the plate for a called strike, 1-1. Infield still Devin Buckner at first, DeAndre Shelton at second. Brody Perks at short, Nick Guile at third. The 1-1 swing and a miss by Prater. 1-2 the count. Took a mighty cut at that one. Lights have taken over as the source of sight for some time here at the ballpark. Of course, the video board lit up, and that's where you can watch the Penn State-Purdue game. Right here inside the ballpark. The 1-2. Down and in for a ball. 2-2 the count. Prater will take a walk around the dirt circle surrounding the plate while they put a new baseball into play. Two balls and two strikes. Outfield for the Spikes. John Meade in left, Trent Taylor in center, Brock Reller in right. And Colin Adams has been doing the catching tonight. Magwood with a 2-2. Swing and a foul tip in and out of the mitt. So stays two balls and two strikes. Prater levels the bat in the left-handed box. Magwood and a Jacksonville State in the 2-2. Fastball just outside, a little low as well. Count runs full. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Magwood's been extended in some plate appearances by the Scrappers in this outing, but he has proven to have stabilized things on the field for now. The 3-2 called strike three. Breaking ball finds the back door, and it's back-to-back strikeouts, both looking for Isaiah Magwood. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties. That's 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Here's Jeffrey Wehler now. And Wehler, 2-for-3, singled in the first. And a liner back into the mid of Battaglia. Cool as could be right off the hip. A 99-mile-an-hour smoke show up the middle, but Battaglia nonplussed. And then an RBI double for Wehler, who's the first batter Magwood faced in the fourth. Starts him off with a ball and a breaking ball low, blocked by Adams. Two balls, no strikes. We're on the top of the sixth inning. Mahoning Valley leading 7-4. 2-0 pitch. Fastball upstairs, ball three. 90 on that one. Three and oh, the count. Pitch swung on and missed. 89 on the fastball. Wehler thinking that he might get something he could swing at. 3-1 the count. 3-0. 2-0 used to be the best hitter's count, or at least the best performance. But now more and more batters swinging on 3-0. That's probably the best. And a 3-1 pitch. Fastball over the outer edge. 3-2. Magwood bouncing back. Goes from 3-0 to 3-2. Now trying to record the first 1-2-3 inning of the night for Spikes pitching. This will be grounded to the left side. Guile, the third baseman, cuts it off. Throw on the run to first in time. And it is a 1-2-3 top of the sixth for Isaiah Magwood. We're 5.5 down and the rest to go here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Mahoning Valley 7, State College 4 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Bottom of the sixth inning here at Medler Field at Loprano Park. Joe Putnam along with you tonight. Steve Jones will be back with us Friday. We know he's listening in from West Lafayette, Indiana, or the environs surrounding it. And, of course, Penn State taking on Purdue tomorrow. Steve will be on starting at 6:30 with coverage out there. And, of course, you can listen in to he and Jack Hamm. Roger Corey and Bob Taylor at the controls as well. Penn State opens up the 2022 regular season Thursday night game against Purdue. And you can watch it right here at the ballpark while you take in the Spikes and the Scrappers tomorrow night. Thirsty Thursday, by the way. Invoke one more time this year is first pitch foul to the right side by Nick Guile. 0-1 the count. Thirsty Thursday, of course, $2 16-ounce select drafts, $4 16-ounce craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. Gates will open up at 5:30. They'll remain open all the way through the end of the Penn State game tomorrow. Here's a pop-up to the right side. Fading back, Prater makes the catch. One gone. Here's John Meade. 1-for-2. Flied out to center in the second. Doubled home a run in the third. He takes a ball from Mason Palmier outside. 1-0. Right back into it. Palmier delivers. Fastball. Actually, that off speed, but missed outside nevertheless. 2-0. Colin Adams on deck for the Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-0 pitch. Check swing. Fastball is outside. 3-0 the count. And now the chant of Big Bad John from the Superfans. 3-0 the count. Palmier has walked a batter already tonight. Delivers. That's down Broadway for a strike. Taken by Meade, 3-1 the count. 7-4, Mahoning Valley, bottom of the sixth. The pitch swung on and missed. That one dove low on John, and the count is full. Palmier delivers the payoff pitch, fouled back to the screen, still 3-2. Of course, Saturday, Michael Motti, speaking of Nittany Lions, speaking of Iron Lions, Mr. Motti will be on hand. Meet and greet fans, sign autographs as his bobblehead is given away. Meade lifts the 3-2 pitch to center field. Underneath it is Bucko. He makes the catch, two away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's Colin Adams, who has flied out to right and flied out to center this evening. Of course, the Michael Motti bobblehead giveaway will go to the first 1,000 fans Saturday thanks to Penn State Health. And Mike Motti will make his special appearance at the ballpark the very same night. It's also the last Super Saturday of the year presented by the PA Lottery. Great chances to win big throughout the night. And it's the last baseball bingo of the season. The 1-0. Grounder on to third. Ponce to his knees, gathers it in, rises, throws across the diamond in time. And the inning is over as the Spikes again go down in order. 10 in a row set down by Mason Palmier here in the middle innings. 7-4 Mahoning Valley as we head to the seventh here on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Taffarella Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taffarella Furniture in Bellefonte, always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience with a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Top of the seventh inning. And it will be Ron Washington, Parker DePasquale, and Oscar Ponce to the plate. Isaiah Magwood has set down the last five batters he's faced. He's not six consecutive outs. It all started with a double play in the fifth inning. He has three strikeouts in his time on the mound. An inherited runner did score against him, but that went on Joe Battaglia's record. Magwood has been solid since. In fact, he's only allowed two runners for each base. That double by Wehler in the fourth and a walk to Oscar Ponce in the fifth that was erased by the double play. First pitch ball outside to Washington. Washington is 1-for-3 tonight. Drove in a run with his single in the first. He has popped out and also lined out to left his last time up. Takes ball too low. 7-4, Mahoning Valley leads it. They've had the lead since the fourth inning when they broke a 4-4 tie with a trio of runs. Two of them on Dom Bucco's home run. Another on Whaler's double. The bouncer foul, third base side. 2-1 to Washington. Saturday night. Talked about baseball bingo, last one of the season. Now, at each baseball bingo throughout the 2022 campaign, there have been up to 10 winners. Of course, the first 10 each baseball bingo night going to the Giant Customer Service Center with their bingos based on the numbers, which are determined by the action on the field. The first 10 winners not only won Spikes prize packs, they're entered into the drawing for the baseball bingo ultimate prize pack at the final Saturday home game of the season. Guess what? This Saturday is the final Saturday home game. 2-2 to Washington. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Adams. And the count is full. And so you will be able to, if you get bingo and are one of the first 10 to do so this Saturday, you'll be entered into the drawing as well for that baseball bingo ultimate prize pack as the 3-2 foul back. Count remains the same. And the baseball bingo ultimate prize pack includes a big screen TV, which is on display right now. You will see it if you're coming to Saturday's game. If you're here tonight, you'll see it. If you're here tomorrow for Spikes and the Penn State Purdue watch party tomorrow, you'll see it. Friday, you'll see it as well. Pop up foul, first base side into the Geisinger Champions Club. I think that went into the Med One Pro Suite. Washington has worked his way to the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Still a full count. But, of course, you won't see that TV on Sunday because somebody will have won it after the game on Saturday. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Isaiah Magwood with his fourth strikeout of the night. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Pediatrics website is just for kids. Check out kids.mountnittany.org. Parker Di Pasquale up. Di Pasquale. Take a ball low, 1-0. 0-3 this evening. And here's the pitch. That's low and away for a ball. 2-0 the count. Couple of ground outs and a strikeout for the left fielder. And the pitch, that is low for ball three. Three and oh, the count to Di Pasquale. Base is empty, one out. Pitch. That's ball four and tight. So the second walk allowed by Isaiah Magwood. And now Oscar Ponce to the plate. Ponce grounded into a fielder's choice in the first. Drilled a solo homer to left field in the third inning. And for Ponce, that was his second of the season. And then drew a walk in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. That is low for a ball, 1-0. So five straight outside the zone after the strikeout to Washington. And the pitch. That is tapped. Coming off the mound, Magwood, but he leaves it for Adams. The catcher whirls, fires to first, and it gets past Buckner. Up the right field line, Di Pasquale scurries to third. He'll make it. Sliding into second is Ponce, and that'll be the Spikes' second error of the night. There may have been some miscommunication between Magwood and Adams, but Adams, he fired the throw, but it was high and wide. So E2 will be the call, and Ponce is aboard. That'll bring Adam Fogle to the plate. Fogle is 1-for-3. And also bring Jim Gott out to the mound. So a visit by Jim Gott. Runners now at second and third after the error. Infield is up all the way around. And, of course, it's a three-run game. Scrappers pile on any more. Starts to get out of reach here in the seventh inning. But the Spikes can cut down the run at the plate. They can stay in it. Magwood delivers. Second and third, one out. He hits Fogle in the helmet with a breaking ball. And Fogle takes the helmet off Aiken Luce, that is the second hit batsman for Magwood. This evening, again, a breaking ball on the first pitch. And Ashley McCowan, State College athletic trainer, out to check on Fogel, make sure he is okay. And Ashley really sort of representing both teams tonight and here to administer any needed treatment, but there is none. Fogel says he is, well, he says he's okay. Of course, Ashley, being the great trainer she is, will keep after it. And now Taj Porter will be the batter. His bases are now loaded. And here's Porter into the left-handed box. He is the McDonald strikeout guy. He was hit by a pitch in the leg his last time up. And the first pitch, well, nearly goes awry, but Adams keeps it in front of him. Ball one. Want to know the count. With the bases loaded now, Guile playing a step back of the bag at third, but the middle infield going to double play depth. Buckner at first base is playing back as well. Spike's going to try to turn two to get out of this inning. Bases loaded, one out for Porter. Pitch. And that is low for a ball, 2-0. The chance of defense goes up as the pitch outside, ball three. 3-0 the count. No place to put Taj Porter. Magwood sets. 3-0 pitch. Low for ball four, and that'll score a run. 8-4 Mahoning Valley. So, pair of walks, a hit batsman, and an error combined to extend the Mahoning Valley lead here on the top of the seventh, and Dave Tremblay is going to make the change. It's going to be Brendan Rodriguez, the left-hander, coming in. We'll have the numbers on Rodriguez in the rest of the seventh inning when we come back. Spikes make the pitching change in the top of the seventh. We're back with more after this. Mahoning Valley 8, State College 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Brendan Rodriguez into the game for the Spikes. Product of New Mexico State, the Southpaw. 6'5", he has no record as of yet. He's making his fourth appearance for State College, a 4.5 ERA. Two innings of work, he's allowed one run. It was earned on three hits, one strikeout to four walks. Opponents batting .375 against him. Rodriguez last appeared here on Sunday. He went one-third of an inning there. One run, one hit, three walks. He comes in with the bases loaded here in the top of the seventh inning. As the Spikes trying to keep this an 8-4 game. And Tyler Acosta at the plate. We'll give you the line on Isaiah Magwood here in just a moment. Magwood did throw 62 pitches tonight, 30 of them for strikes. And the pitch, that's fouled back to the screen. 0-1 to Tyler Acosta. Acosta reached on an error in the second, did score in that inning, flat out to right in the fourth, struck out in the fifth, then struck out looking. Right, check that. He is up now for the fourth time. He is 0 for 3 tonight. Here's the 0-1. Pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. For Magwood, he goes three innings on the mound. One run against him so far, one hit, three walks, couple of hit batsmen, four strikeouts. And the pitch. That is low for a ball, 2-1 to Acosta. 8-4 Mahoning Valley, top of the seventh. They've out-hit the Spikes tonight, 9-6, and a pair of homers. Solo shot by Oscar Ponce in the third, a two-run dinger for Tom Bucco in the fourth. Swing and a miss. Acosta chased it high. It's a 2-2 count. Rodriguez looks in for the sign. Sets, delivers. Oh, a fastball just missed off the plate, 90 miles an hour. And the count is full at 3-2. Bases are loaded, but with one out, it's not an automatic. The runners will be off. Pitch. Low for ball four. So Acosta brings in the run with a bases loaded walk. Ponce scores. Fogle to third. Porter to second. 9-4 Mahoning Valley. Tom Bucco, who had that two-run homer in the fourth, has knocked in a total of three runs tonight. He's 2-for-4 at the plate. He'll step into the left-handed box. It'll be a pair of lefties, Bucco and Prater, to face the lefty Rodriguez now. That run, by the way, goes on Isaiah Magwood's record. But that is an unearned run as Ponce reached on an error. That pitch called a strike on the outer half. 0-1 to Bucco. Rodriguez set at the belt, kicks and deals. Breaking ball in tight, Bucco twirls away. One ball, one strike. Wind is kicked back up a bit, between 10 and 15 miles an hour, now blowing out to left field. It is swirled somewhat here. We saw the wind blowing out to right, which almost never happens here at game time. The 1-1. And this one is lofted toward left. Meade on the scene, raises the mitt, makes the catch, but that will score a run. Is coming in from third is Fogle on the sacrifice fly, and it's 10-4 Mahoning Valley. Porter holds at second, Acosta at first. Now Will Prater the batter, and he is 2-for-4 with a pair of singles and a pair of runs scored as well. Struck out his last time up. That run also on Isaiah Magwood's record. Prater out of Western Carolina University, the Catamounts, native of Dallas, Georgia. And the pitch, and that's a sharp grounder, taken in by Shelton at second. He'll flip to Perks, late to the bag. However, everybody's safe. A run scores. It's 11-4. All right, check that. No run scores on the play. It was first and second after the sack fly, but nevertheless could have been the final out of the inning. And instead, Perks not quite there, and that's going to be an error. So three errors for the Spikes tonight. It prolongs the inning, and Jeffrey Whaler, the ninth batter in the frame, takes a strike on the outer edge. 0-1. 10-4 Mahoning Valley here in the top of the seventh inning. And the pitch. That is low for a ball. 1-1. Two balls and a strike. And the 2-2. Foul to the right side. Count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch, and this is lifted in the air, center field. Taylor started back, now comes forward. Hat tumbles off the head. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Mahoning Valley with 3 runs without the benefit of a hit. 2 errors and 3 runners left on base. End of 6.5. Time to stretch here at Medler Field at Lombrano Park. It's Mahoning Valley 10, State College 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
It'll be a blue and white night with the State College Spikes tomorrow. The Spikes take on Mahoning Valley at 6:35, and you can watch Penn State's season opener at Purdue throughout the night. Plus, ballpark concessions will be available throughout both games. And it's the last Thirsty Thursday of the season, with $2 select drafts and $4 craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. Get the best of both worlds with baseball and football at the ballpark tomorrow night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Out, walk. Second or third. Vogel hit by pitch. Vogel walk. No. Maybe 60. Rob Morissetti leading off the bottom of the seventh for the Spikes. He followed by Brody Perks and Trent Taylor. Mason Palmier, for his second straight outing against State College, has gone into the seventh. He went 7 full last time at Eastwood Field as Morissetti takes a ball low to start off the inning. 10-4, Mahoning Valley leads it. 3 more runs for the Scrappers without the benefit of a hit in the top half of this inning. And the 1-0 pitch. That's a fastball. Misses outside. 2-0 the count. Here's a tapper to the right side. Fogle will take it. He'll tell Palmieri he's got it. And one gone, as that is now 11 straight batters retired for the right-hander Mason Palmier out of Missouri Baptist. That'll bring up Brody Perks. He's one for two in the game. Singled in the third and scored. Grounded out to third in the fourth. First pitch ball to Perks. Next offering a strike. One ball, one strike to Brody Perks. There's a called strike on the outer edge. It's 1-2. And a strike three to Perks. That'll bring up Trent Taylor. Strikeout for Palmier is his second of the night. Taylor is one for two with a walk. He has scored two runs. He's stolen a base. First pitch ball, 1-0 the count. Next offering foul to the right side. It is 1-1. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys tonight. White pants with a blue stripe running down the side. Looking in for the sign is Palmier and the 1-1 pitch. Grounded to the right side, under the glove of Fogle and into right field. Base hit. That'll be a base hit for Taylor. That'll bring up Shelton. DeAndre is 0-3. Grounded out to first in the first inning. Flat out to right in the third. Struck out of the fifth. There's a pop-up right side. Coming in is Acosta. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Spikes had a hit, but leave a runner on. At the end of seven, it's 10-4 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades.
We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Shopping and drop courtesy of Wine Park. down to the field along the first base side. We go with Julie.
Thanks, Rodney. I am down here with Daniel in the black shirt and Chase in the blue shirt, and they are getting ready to shop till they drop. Now, we kind of forgot our basketball.
Yes,
we're going to stay around first. The boys, start spinning. Just spin in circles.
Yep.
We got to get a nice little preview of what they're going to do. As soon as I tell them, they're going to take their shopping cart, and then they're going to go shopping. And the first one to collect all their items and get to the end is going to be our winner. All right, boys, go. They're getting their footballs, their jerseys, they got to get their hats.
Cold. Yes.
And they all have done this cart. And it looks like Daniel has taken the win tonight. Congratulations,
yep.
Daniel. Back up to you, Rodney.
Racing the wide market for low, low prices every day, and they won't make you spin at the door when you go. Attention parents, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, home game of the season features Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition, presented by Mountain Health. Kids Run the Bases Home Run Edition allows children 14 and under partake in running around the bases, just like their favorite Spike Star. This one-of-a-kind experience follows every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday home game, courtesy of our friends at Mountain Health.
Had some technical difficulties there. Thanks for sticking with us. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Mahoning Valley leading State College 10-4. Rob Morissetti grounded out to first in the bottom of the seventh inning. Then after a Brody Perk strikeout, Trent Taylor with a single to right. And DeAndre Shelton flying out to right field in the bottom of the seventh inning. Mahoning Valley went down in order. Ron Washington, a ground out to short. Parker DePasquale with a strikeout swinging, and Oscar Ponce with a ground out to third. And after Brock Reller started off this inning with a ground out to second, Devin Buckner took the first pitch he saw in a right center field for a base hit. And so he is at first, one gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mason Palmier still on the mound for Mahoning Valley. So he's gone 7 1/3, and his 1-0 breaking ball is a called strike on the inside corner to Nick Guile. Guile is 1-for-3 tonight. He knocked in a pair of runs with his single in the third. And the breaking ball lifted in the air, center field. Back on it goes Bucko to the warning track. He chases it down. Buckner retreats to first after Bucko's put out. And here's John Mead. Mead is 1-for-3. Flying out to center in the second inning. Doubled in a run in the third. Flying out to center in the sixth. There is no action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen, or what action there has been has finished. And first pitch swung on and missed. 0-1. 10-4 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the eighth. Scrappers out hitting the Spikes 9-4. State College with a trio of errors, however. Pitch. And that breaking ball down and in. 1-1 the count. Next offering, chop foul to the right side by Mead. It's 1-2. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 6:35 the game time for the Spikes and the Scrappers. And, of course, Penn State and Purdue kicking off at 8. You'll be able to watch that game while you're here at the Spikes. Live look-ins every half inning once it gets underway. And then the game will be here on the big board with the Fox Sports call from Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt over the sound system here. So bring out your friends. Have a little watch party with us here at the ballpark. Ballpark concessions, by the way, will be open for the entire game and both games. They'll be open till the end of the Penn State game. Ballpark concessions will be open here, so you can enjoy all of the fun with us at the ballpark and take in the Nittany Lions season opener out at Purdue. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch with a runner going, that's into right field, a base hit. Buckner into third. He'll hold there. And John Mead has his second hit of the night.
Good catcher, number 44.
And here's Colin Adams. Adams is 0-for-3. A couple of flyouts and a ground out, but a chance to come through big here. Runners at the corners with two outs. That's a great, great accomplishment for John Mead. He has come through with some clutch hitting as of late. Well, maybe foreigners helping him. I don't know. And here's the pitch to Adams, a breaking ball up and in for ball one. Hits are now even at 9 apiece. And the pitch, that's grounder, a foul ball just to the left of the bag. David Valdez thinking that one was inside the bag, but his words are to no avail. Buckner had to sidestep that one. Ball and a strike to Adams. And the pitch. Adams pops it up behind the plate, almost to our booth. And we'll one hop the concourse and go off the girder below us. Stay down on the crown below. It's 1-2. Still a ball and two strikes. Fifth pitch of the at-bat coming up. And the 1-2. Swing and a foul tip. Adams stays alive. Porter could not hang on. And the 1-2. Popped up. Foul territory, third base side. Porter gave it a run, but this will tumble into the seats. Still a ball and two strikes to Adams. The fifth straight pitch he has fouled off. And the 1-2. It hits him. It hits Adams on the left shoulder. So that'll move Meade to second. Buckner still at third, and now the bases are loaded with two outs for Rob Morissetti. Morissetti grounded out to first. His last time up, he's 0-3 tonight. Jason Summers will run some new baseballs out, and now Tosh Porter is taking the trip to the mound, and this is something that hasn't happened so far tonight. Mason Palmier's gone 7 2/3. Longest outing by innings we've seen from an opposing pitcher this year. There is right-handed action up in the bullpen. However, and it is a 10-4 lead, but it could become a close game in a hurry. Palmier will stay in to take on Morissetti. A righty on the mound, a lefty at the dish. And the first pitch to Morissetti. Bounce to the right side. Charging in is Prater. He gloves it. Second baseman throws to first in time. The inning is over. Spikes threaten in the bottom of the eighth. They do not score, however. Two hits, three runners left on. At the end of eight, it is Mahoning Valley 10, State College 4 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Into the top of the ninth inning, and Brendan Rodriguez remains on the mound for State College. It'll be Adam Fogold to be followed by Taj Porter and Tyler Acosta here on the ninth. 10-4 lead for Mahoning Valley. First pitch from Rodriguez outside for a ball. Fogold tonight is 1-for-3. He's been hit by a pitch as well. He doubled and scored a pair of runs thus far as that liner goes foul into the seats right side. It's 1-1. A run in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 3 in the fourth from Mahoning Valley, and they tacked on 3 more in the seventh. 1 in the first, 3 in the third for the Spikes. The 1-1. Slides high for a ball. 2-1 the count. And the pitch. That's swung on. Foul tipped into the mitt. 2-2. Now there is action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Mason Palmier goes 8 innings tonight. And the pitch swung on and missed, strike three. So Brendan Rodriguez notches the strikeout. And it's brought to you by Mountain Any Health. Mountain Any Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountainitney.org/orthopedics. Palmier with 8 innings. He allowed 4 runs on 9 hits, a walk, 2 strikeouts. Of course, I'm supposing that he is not coming back for the ninth. By the way, that's the second strikeout for Rodriguez, the 8th for Spikes pitching tonight. Here's the McDonald strikeout guy. Taj Porter fouls it back to the screen. 0-1. He is not yet whiffed tonight. Porter grounded out in the second, walked in the fourth, hit by a pitch in the fifth, walked to bring in a run in the seventh. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two, and one strike closer to helping the folks get a little bit of happiness here in the late innings despite the score. And, of course, again, tomorrow night, 6:35, game time here. Gates open at 5:30. Thirsty Thursday at the ballpark, and there's a called strike three. Starting at lunchtime tomorrow and running for 3 days after that. If you can't make it out tomorrow, you can go to McDonald's with your game ticket and get a free Big Mac with any purchase that's available at all participating McDonald's, which means all McDonald's in State College and Milesburg. Tyler Acosta now up. Acosta is 0-for-3 with a walk. His walk brought in a run as well in the seventh, and he takes a ball in tight, 1-0. And that pitch runs inside for a ball, 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch. That's fouled back to the screen. 2-1. In the bottom of the ninth, the Spikes will have Brody Perks, Trent Taylor, and DeAndre Shelton do up. And the pitch. That is high for a ball, 3-1. And there's a swing and a miss. Chased after an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 3-2. And that one fouled to the right side. Three balls and two strikes. The pitch. There's a line drive to right field that'll drop in front of Reller for a base hit. So a single for Acosta, his first hit of the night. He has knocked in a pair of runs. He actually drove in a run with an error in the second. So here's Dom Bucco. He's already hit a two-run homer tonight. He's knocked in a total of 4 runs. A single in the second, a sacrifice fly in the seventh. The pitch. That is outside for a ball, 1-0 to Bucco. And the right-hander that was warming up in the Mahoning Valley bullpen has finished his warm-ups. He's ready for the ninth. Runner on first, 2 outs. We're in the top half of the ninth inning. The pitch. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. 1-1 to the lefty Bucco. Rodriguez took over in the seventh. They recorded the final two outs of that inning. Set the scrappers down in order in the eighth. Now here in the ninth. And the pitch cued foul. Left side. 1-2 to Bucko. And the pitch, that is swung on, lifted in the air, left center, coming over for it and making the catch is John Meade. Reeled that one in, and the inning comes to a close. A hit, a runner left on for Mahoning Valley, but we go to the bottom of the ninth. Spikes' last opportunity. It's a 10-4 game. Stranger things have happened. We'll see if those stranger things, maybe we can visit the upside down at the bottom of the ninth when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
It'll be a blue and white night with the State College Spikes tomorrow. The Spikes take on Mahoning Valley at 6:35, and you can watch Penn State's season opener at Purdue throughout the night. Plus, ballpark concessions will be available throughout both games. And it's the last Thirsty Thursday of the season, with $2 select drafts and $4 craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. Get the best of both worlds with baseball and football at the ballpark tomorrow night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Well, Mason Palmer, by far the longest outing of any MLB Draft League pitcher we've seen this season. Eight innings, he throws 119 pitches, 81 of them for strikes, four runs all earned on nine hits and a walk. He struck out a pair, and he now gives way to Alan Carter, the hard-throwing right-hander who's been an ace out of the bullpen for the Scrappers this season. Carter has pitched in both halves. In the second half, 2-1 with a 2-1-2 ERA in nine appearances, 17 innings of work. He does have a hold to his credit. He's bidding for his first save of the second half. In fact, he's 0-for-1 in save opportunities overall. Four runs allowed in those 17 second half innings, seven hits against him, 30 strikeouts to 10 walks. Opponents batting just 127 against him, and the numbers are pretty good when you add in the first half as well. 2.84 the overall ERA, but 54 strikeouts to 22 walks, mostly out of the pen. First pitch to Brody Perks, in tight for a ball. One for four tonight is Brody. All right, check that. One for three, the pitch. That's lofted foul behind home plate. Ricochets off the facade above my head. And down to the seats below, 1-1. Thirsty Thursday tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7:30. Spikes game time at 6:35. The specials from 5:30 to 7:30, $2 16-ounce select drafts, $4 16-ounce craft drafts. Ballpark concessions will be open all the way to the end of the Penn State game tomorrow. You can watch it here. Fastball and a called strike on the inside corner. 1-2 to Perks. Carter sets. A 1-2 pitch. Fastball just missed outside. 93 on the gun. Two balls and two strikes. Perks trying to start the rally here. 10 runs, 10 hits from Mahoning Valley. 4 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors as it stands for State College. Here's the set by Carter. And the 2-2. That is outside for a ball, 3-2 the count. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the set by Carter. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got it with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Here's Trent Taylor. Taylor has a pair of hits and a walk tonight. He has scored two runs. He's stolen a base as well. Fifth time at the plate for the leadoff man in the Spikes order tonight. Right now, between Williamsport and Trenton, it's the Crosscutters leading 6-5, top of the ninth. Thunder do have first and second, two outs. We'll see if we can update you on the status of that game. Spikes came into tonight 1.5 back with 5 to play in the race for that second half berth in the MLB Draft League Championship game. Williamsport has the upper hand. Of course, they did not play last night due to rain. Here's the 1-0. Fastball in tight, 2-0 to Taylor. Looking in for the sign is Carter. Comes set. The 2-0. Check swing by Taylor. Pitch down and in. An appeal down to first, and Don Goller says no. It was almost a half-hearted appeal by Taj Porter. A 3-0 the count. It was worth a shot. One gone. Bottom of the ninth. Can't get a six-run homer. Got to set the table. Here's the 3-0. That's low for ball four. Taylor draws the walk. Oh, the first one is on. The journey of a million miles takes its first step. Here's DeAndre Shelton. Shelton looking for his first hit tonight. He has grounded out. He has flied out twice and struck out. Now, bat is a lefty once again. Mason Palmier, the Mahoning Valley starter, 8 innings. Now, this is probably his last outing of the season based on the current Mahoning Valley rotation, so that's probably another reason why they kind of loosened the, took out the brakes. And Taylor is going to take, so, well, here's a fly ball over the outstretched mitt of Ponce left field. Taylor was off with the pitch. Might have had to determine whether that was defensive indifference or not. It's a moot point, though, now because Shelton has his first hit of the ball game. The Brock Reller, the batter now. And again, it's a six-run game. You can't hit a six-run homer, but you can keep things moving. Exit velocity on that one, by the way, 48 miles an hour. Talk about hit them where they ain't. That's exactly how it was. And the pitch. That is low for a ball. 1-0 to Reller. Here's the set, the 1-0. Down and in. Porter gloves it, comes up looking to throw, but no movement by the runners. 2-0 the count. Ten hits aside now. And as it stands, Spikes with those three errors, the 2-0. Breaking ball low, 3-0 the count. Devin Buckner is on deck. And it's gotten interesting in Williamsport. Trenton trailing by one as the base is loaded with two outs. Pitch to Reller up high, ball four. Now, of course, Brock Reller might be the kind of guy in this situation that you pitch around. He's got that kind of respect around the league. He's been intentionally walked twice this season, including in the midst of games. Now is Devin Buckner set to head to the plate. Ron Mahey runs out to the mound. He'll be chatting with Jeffrey Whaler, the shortstop, as well as his battery of Carter and Porter. So both walks in the inning have been four pitch walks. He struck out Perks on a 3-2. In amidst all that, Shelton's soft pop fly single. It's a very shallow left field. And now, Devin Buckner at the plate, and this is his specialty. Runners in scoring position, less than two outs. That's his job, he says. Bring him in. 10-4 in the bottom of the ninth. But anything is possible. This is not a game of time. It's a game of outs. Speaking of outs, Sam Friedman lines out to right field to end the game. Williamsport hangs on for a 6-5 win over Trenton tonight on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. West Virginia also defeating Frederick 5-1, but what that means is the Spikes can do no better than a game and a half back. They try to remain just that. There's a pop-up, foul ground, first base side, Fogle's over, and he makes the catch, crossing the coaching box. Two down, and that's not exactly what Devin had in mind. But still the opportunity. Base is still loaded. Two outs for Nick Guile, who's already knocked in a pair of runs tonight. Guile in the right-handed box. Carter delivers. Breaking ball slices across the zone for his strike. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch, down and away for a ball, 1-1. Taylor at third, Reller at second. All right, check that, Shelton at second, Reller at first. One ball, one strike. Set by Carter. The pitch. Fastball outside, 2-1. Command has not been the best for Alan Carter thus far. 19 pitches, only six of them strikes. 2-1 the count. Guile in the right-handed box, the pitch. Low for a ball, 3-1. Three balls and a strike. Base is loaded. Two outs. Carter's already walked a pair of batters in the inning. The pitch. Ball four. Taylor will score. It's a 10-5 game. John Meade now at the plate. And there's some stirring in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. I'm not sure they expected it to be this way when they brought Alan Carter into the game, who's been one of the most effective relief pitchers in the MLB Draft League. 20 pitches, 6 strikes, however. And with Meade at the plate. Pitch. That's low. Pinballs between the legs of Porter, but no movement by the runners. In a 10-5 game, unless it's clear cut, they're not going to try it. But it is ball one. Kyle, by the way, adding his third RBI with that bases loaded walk. Kyle's now upped his RBI total on the season as the pitch swung on and missed. 1-1. And that throw gets away, and Shelton will come in and score from third. An errant throw by the catcher, I believe, on the throw back to the pitcher. So there, unless it's clear cut, they're not going to go. And so it's an error. The first one of the game on Mahoning Valley is Meade swings and misses. 1-2 the count. So one error for Mahoning Valley, 3 for State College. The 1-2. Grounder down the first baseline, taken by Fogle. Turns around, underhands onto Carter, who is there to make the play. And the Spikes fall tonight by the final score of 10-6. So State College now goes to 2.5 games back of the Williamsport Crosscutters with 4 games remaining in the 2022 regular season. They'll come back tomorrow night looking to stay alive in the playoff hunt. And we'll wrap it up from Medler Field at Lebrano Park right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harikoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine. Our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect, and we're going to do the best thing we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
It'll be a blue and white night with the State College Spikes tomorrow. The Spikes take on Mahoning Valley at 6:35, and you can watch Penn State's season opener at Purdue throughout the night. Plus, ballpark concessions will be available throughout both games. And it's the last Thirsty Thursday of the season with $2 select drafts and $4 craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. Get the best of both worlds with baseball and football at the ballpark tomorrow night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Back here at Eastwood Field, or check that, at Menlo Field, Lorano Park certainly seemed like Eastwood Field to the Scrappers tonight. They topped the Spikes 10-6, and so State College now 2.5 back of the MLB Draft League Championship game's second half berth with 4 games remaining. Williamsport most certainly in the driver's seat for that one. Your final game totals for Mahoning Valley, 10 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, 9 runners left on base. For State College, 6 runs on 10 hits, 3 errors, and 9 runners left on base. Mason Palmier went 8 innings. He threw 119 pitches tonight. He earns the victory to go to 3-4 on the season. Joe Battaglia takes the loss to drop to 0-1. Time of the game, 3 hours and 5 minutes here in front of 2,071 tonight at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Well, the Spikes will be right back at it tomorrow, and you can join us. Big night at the ballpark. Of course, you can get 2 games here at Medler Field. First, come on in. 6:35 game for the Spikes and the Scrappers. Gates open at 5:30. It is a Thirsty Thursday here, the last one of the 2022 season. You can get $2 16-ounce select drafts, $4 16-ounce craft drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. And that will be available for that point. And then the Penn State-Purdue game kicks off at 8. We'll have live look-ins every half inning as the Penn State-Purdue game is going on. Then once our Spikes game ends and the Spikes hope to stay alive in the hunt for the postseason, we'll have the complete rest of the Penn State-Purdue game broadcast. The Fox game broadcast will be here at the ballpark on the video board and left. We'll have the call from Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt on the sound system here at the ballpark, and you can join us. Ballpark concessions will remain open throughout the rest of the Penn State game, so don't worry about that. Watch it with us. We're going to have a party here at the ballpark. You can be part of it. That's tomorrow night, 6:35 game time against the Scrappers. Then you can come on in even and watch the game with us here at the ballpark after the Spikes conclude tomorrow night. You won't want to miss it. Of course, we're rooting on the Nittany Lions as they take on the Boilermakers, and we can see. In fact, we just gave away a Sean Clifford autographed football today to a lucky fan in an in-game contest. You never know what prize you're going to find here at Medler Field. And that we'll have a whole lot of fun tomorrow night. Again, 6:35 game time. Tickets are available at statecollegespikes.com/tickets. You can go find out all the promo information and get your seats for tomorrow's game. You can also find out all the promo information for this weekend. Bark in the Park on a 4-for-44 Friday. We've got Michael Motti coming in on Saturday night. Special appearance plus the Michael Motti bobblehead giveaway for the first 1,000 fans. Presented by Penn State Health, and the last Super Saturday of the year presented by PA Lottery with the last Baseball Bingo and the Baseball Bingo Ultimate Prize Pack Drawing. Sunday, season finale here at the ballpark. Be part of it. Fan Appreciation Night presented by Lion Country Kia with Lucky's Kia giveaway and fireworks from the field for the last time this year thanks to our friends at Starfire Corporation who've been shooting off those fireworks all season long for us. We appreciate them for their support. We appreciate Lion Country Kia. Lucky is going to make somebody lucky on Sunday night. And, of course, so many other things going on. Thon Night at the ballpark featuring appearances from several athletes. You'll want to stay tuned to statecollegespikes.com for that and so much more. Sunday Funday, pregame catch on the field. We're going to blow it out. By the way, Friday, Bark in the Park, kids and dogs can run the bases on the field after the game. Final here tonight, Mahoning Valley 10, State College 6. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State.